Welcome to this exciting episode of Talking Pork, the podcast created for the food service industry. Welcome, Michael. We're delighted to have you on the show today. We have so much to discuss. An introduction to HTN, the current skill shortage of skilled chefs faced by almost every venue and chef in Australia.
Thanks, Vanessa. Delighted to be here.
It's always such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
So we keep talking about the skill shortage. Today I want to discuss about what it is that is happening in the background to support our industry and solutions which our audience may not be aware of. So firstly, Michael, quite a serious topic today, but let's start on a positive note, and that is HTN, the business. Can you tell our listeners who HTN is and, more importantly, what you do and the wonderful team you have?
Sure. Thanks, Vanessa. So HTN is the largest employer of apprentice chefs in Australia. We're a not-for-profit organisation that's owned by industry.
But your saying always is not-for-profit, but definitely not for loss.
Definitely not for loss. So we're owned by industry. And fundamentally what we do is we recruit and employ apprentice chefs for placement out into industry. So we work with clubs, pubs, hotels, fine diners, institutional caterers, the whole gamut. And the beauty of the model that is group training is that our apprentices can actually move around. So they might do a year in a hotel, a year in a restaurant, a year in a club. And we have a team of mentors who are all chefs themselves who are on site looking after our apprentices and checking that their training is progressing.
That's really good training, isn't it? Because you and I were chefs in our former life.
In our other lives,
in
yes.
In our other life, that's right. And when we were going through our training, we were stuck in the one place and our skills and our development was limited to what that establishment had. So to know that the chefs, the apprentices can move around to different venues is really, it's a great career path for them.
Absolutely. And it's also convenient for the business. The business might only have duties that are commensurate with the first year. So once that first year articulates into second year, we can move the second year out into another venue and give them a brand new first year. So it works both ways.
No, that's great. Now, moving on to a more serious matter, and that is the state of our industry currently. Can you update us on the current facts regarding employment and the stats?
Sure, by all means. So tourism and hospitality in Australia is growing at a net rate of about 5%. Now, Austrade have done some work around the numbers that we're going to be short in terms of workers, and they're estimating that it's somewhere between 20 to 30,000 chefs and cooks short by 2020, which isn't that far away.
It's only like next year.
That's exactly right. So by 2025, it's estimated that we'll be 285,000 workers short across the tourism and hospitality industry. So the industry's growing. And one of our issues that that most of your audience would be aware of is that there's high attrition, not only through the apprenticeship scheme, noting that only around about 40% of apprentices actually complete their apprenticeship. But on the other side of the scale, you've got a lot of chefs leaving the game by the age of 32. It's something around about 65%.
So our retention is at an all-time low.
Yeah, retention's very poor, and unfortunately, we're just not keeping them. As they move into their early 30s, they're leaving the industry entirely.
That's not good.
Not good at all.
But then there's also people that have had a career that realise they have a passion for catering and cooking in general, and they join the industry. So we're also seeing some mature age students.
That's right. And remembering too that the industry is propped up, if I can use that term, by a lot of international students. Mm. So international education is one of our best GDP contributors. So we have a multitude of international students who are doing both front of house and back of house whilst they're here. So that, along with migration, they're the sort of silver bullets, if you like, but they're only short-term solutions.
Yeah, it's quite scary. So we've got a 39,000 shortage estimated for this time next year or for next year, 2020. What are we doing about it? What are our solutions? What can we do?
Well, I think what we should be doing is talking the industry up, not down. There's been a lot of bad press about our industry in recent times. That doesn't help. From a parent's perspective, encouraging their child to get into the industry, they're the sorts of things that they'll look at.
And HTN actually starts at the schools as well.
Indeed. So we do a lot of work within the schools. We've got a school strategy. There's an inter-schools culinary competition that's kindly sponsored by our very good friends at Australian Pork. And we also have a number of scholarships. We attend Careers Expos. We do trier trades and all sorts of presentations to schools. And I think that's where it's got to start. I think, too, the state government has moved in the right direction. They've introduced a vet repositioning strategy, so promoting vocational education. It's not just hospitality, but it's broadly vocational education and apprenticeships. And I think that what we need to realise is that vocational education is not the poor cousin to university or tertiary pathways. As well, they're also making apprenticeships fee-free. So if you're doing an apprenticeship, you go to TAFE, there's no longer a $2,000 fee that has to be paid. So
they don't pay at all.
That's right.
Wow.
So there's a number of initiatives that are being rolled out by the state. And obviously, having just going through the election, you'd be aware that both sides of politics were talking about apprenticeships, and that's definitely a good move.
Well, they have to see the need, and they have to see that we're in dire straits now with the situation of the current entry level coming into the industry.
Yeah, well, to give you a bit of an idea and to underscore the shortage, we're down 40% in terms of commencements compared to 6 years ago. So, you know, 3,700 odd apprentices in commercial cookery in training in New South Wales down to about 2,300. So it's not a good trajectory by any means.
And where does New South Wales sit on that?
That is New South Wales.
Is it?
Correct.
So do you know the figure nationally?
No, I don't, but I suspect that trend is very much universal across all jurisdictions, all states and territories would be experiencing the same sort of downward trend.
And what are the stats with people that with the apprentices that actually are finishing their trade?
Yeah, that's difficult to track. You know, we've not done a lot in terms of destination once they do complete their apprenticeship. We do know that many will take a gap year. We encourage a lot of them to actually travel overseas and gain more experience, much to the horror of industry. We're exporting our labour like that, but we do encourage them, obviously, to learn a little bit more about their trade and come back. And as well, you know, many chefs, as you well know, go off into sort of slightly aligned careers that might align with hospitality. So they might become a TAFE teacher or they might go into food service. So, you know, they're out there but not directly on the pans.
Okay. So coming back out of the serious topic and into a more celebration topic, you have a Peter Howard scholarship. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. So it's the HTN Peter Howard Culinary Scholarship, and the scholarship's been named after our patron, Mr. Peter Howard AM. What that provides is it's exclusively available to HTN apprentices, and it allows one apprentice to travel to either the UK or China with $5,000 cash on the basis that they're using that scholarship to benefit their culinary career. So last year's winner, Michaela Mikulik, she went on a foodie tour of mainland China and had a wonderful time. And Jessica York, our last winner, she's off to the UK.
Oh, that's good. And how many of your apprentices actually enter that competition?
We have numerous applications and it's always difficult to pick a winner. All they need to do is to actually upload just a 3-minute YouTube clip talking about what they do with the scholarship. So it's always entertaining to see what people would do with $5,000 and a trip abroad. We get a high level of interest, and fortunately we let Peter pick the winner. It's always tricky, so he can make the decision.
That's wonderful. And he's such a great ambassador for this industry, Mr. Peter Howard.
He is indeed. So,
friend to many.
Indeed.
So tell us, Michael, if there are any chefs out there that wanted to learn more about HTN, how do they do this?
Well, they're more than welcome to go to an amazing website. It's www.htn.com.au. But we'd also encourage them to get involved with some of our events and activities. And we have a marketing a calendar of events that's designed to inspire our apprentices. And again, it's organisations like Australian Pork that support these endeavours. And the purpose of the events are to inspire our apprentices and show them various experiences and masterclasses that they wouldn't normally experience in their day-to-day. So that's anything from touring Pinot Pacific Explorer and seeing back of house on a major luxury cruise liner. We also go on to HMAS Canberra to show them what a cook's life might be like in the Navy. We have hands-on media masterclasses, as you well know.
Yes.
And various experiences with the likes of Game Farm as well. So we'd encourage chefs to keep an eye on those sorts of activities and get involved. But, I think it's just really important that we start to focus on taking on apprentices and making sure that we've got the skills that we need for tomorrow.
So if there was a chef working in a venue in Sydney or Canberra And they felt they had something or some value to add to an apprentice from a mentoring perspective. Is that something that you're open to?
Absolutely. And they don't necessarily need to be part of our network. Our objective is to address the skills shortage, not only through our own network, but for the industry more broadly. That's our whole charter. So I'm more than interested in having a conversation with chefs. If they've got a great mentoring initiative or if they want to know about what we're doing that they can adopt in their own workplace, they're more than welcome to reach out.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Michael. It's been an absolute pleasure. And, you know, I really do hope that, you know, between now and next year, we start to see some change with some, you know, just with some alignment and apprentices coming into the trade.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure, Vanessa. Thanks very much indeed.
For more information, please email us at inspired@australianpork.com.au or sign up to receive our informative newsletters at www.inspiredbyaustralianpork.com.au. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Barnes, and don't forget, get more pork on your menu.